just got dyslexia, okay?
Dishonor on you! Dishonor on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Welcome to the obscure world of Disney. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast.
It's our belief that no detail is too small, no character cameo too short, and no quirk too strange to be celebrated.
And with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday, why not get an annual pass wherever you get your podcast from, or find us at obscuredisneypodcast.com.
And see all of our fun patches at disneypatch.com.
Steve, last time we watched A Treasure Island, you left it a little confused, I'd say.
When watching that Disney version of it,
yeah,
it was hard for me to follow.
Yeah, the audio on it wasn't great.
Yeah, you seem to know exactly what was happening, because apparently you've seen other versions of the show.
Well, I've seen other versions and I've read the book, but yes. So I decided the best way to teach you what Treasure Island is all about.
Yeah.
Is to turn to one of the greatest storytellers of our time, Jim Henson.
One of the strongest interpretations.
One of the truest interpretations of his works. So we decided we were going to watch Muppet Treasure Island.
Yeah, and I hate to sound like a broken record and say this all the time, but I don't think I've ever actually seen a Muppet movie. Prior to this, really.
Oh, really? Not at all?
No, I mean, like, I feel like there was something on TV when I was a kid, and I remember Miss Piggy was always kind of whiny for me as a kid.
Yeah.
And I didn't always love her.
Uh-huh.
But that's all I remember, and I don't think I've seen any Muppet movies, actually.
Oh, well, maybe after we've done all the animated Disney films, we'll move on to the Muppets.
But we don't need to, because we did this one, and I, even though she was whiny, I loved her. Get it, Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy is great in this. I honestly feel like this is where the Muppets shine. We've seen in some recent Muppet movies, they kind of tackle the Muppets in a more modern era, and it's just not quite as engaging.
Is this like the Tina Fey ones and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
They had Muppets Most Wanted, I believe is what the last one that I saw was called. And they're fine, but they're nothing like these 80s, 90s Muppet movies.
Really? I can imagine that anything with Tina Fey in it would be amazing.
No, that's what I said. It wasn't bad, but there's nothing that they've done recently that compares to these older Muppet movies, in my opinion. So, and case in point, we watched we didn't watch The Muppet Christmas Carol, did we?
We didn't, but apparently it's part of this, what they're calling a trilogy. They released three Disney Muppet movies at the same time, right? Treasure Island and things?
They did three in a similar vein, yeah, where they put Muppets into different stories.
So we'll definitely have to do it for this upcoming Christmas season. We'll have to watch it.
Okay, perfect.
That'd be fun.
But since you weren't 100% clear on Treasure Island, I thought this would be a fun follow-up to it that's a little bit more engaging and more lighthearted.
Completely true. It was hilarious.
I love Muppet Treasure Island.
It's funny.
It's one of my top five favorite Muppet movies.
Yeah.
Like, it's so good. The idea that the Muppets people had... is they had done the Christmas Carol.
Okay.
And people had responded really positively to the Christmas Carol. And so they were debating on what they wanted to do next with the Muppets.
Okay.
And they landed on this, the Treasure Island specifically. And I think it worked out great.
Right.
Some of the fun things about it that I really appreciate is that a lot of movies that have a celebrity in them kind of make sure that the celebrity's in there the entire time.
Like Tim Curry, is it? Is that right?
Oh, Tim Curry. Yeah, okay. But I'm, oddly enough, I'm talking about the Muppets.
Oh, I see.
So I think the Muppets are real
He's
celebrities.
He's the supporting character in this show.
So, like, when you think of the Muppets, you think of Kermit the Frog and Miss Piggy, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
And Kermit doesn't show up until a little later into the film, and Miss Piggy doesn't show up until basically the final act of the film.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Perfect.
That's so
why I loved her so much.
What I loved about it is that they didn't force their characters into the story to have them there sooner. They let the story bring those characters in, and it feels more authentic and more impressive, in my opinion.
Yeah, I definitely think so.
Yeah. So now that you've seen the Treasure Island Muppet version, do you feel like you understand Treasure Island a bit more?
Yeah, absolutely. And he basically was getting away with a treasure, I think, at the end, right?
He totally got away with it.
Well, he didn't, though, because he sank.
Yeah.
And I was thinking,
spoiler alert,
you're taking too many. Just take one trunk. You right. don't need all 5, 6, 7. You don't need that many. Just take one. You'll be fine. But no, he tried to steal them all.
He did. He's a pirate.
Yeah.
What? My love for this movie starts at the very beginning with the ridiculous opening musical number that they do. It's very Muppets, where it's a fairly serious song, but then they have these fuzzy things singing. And it's just ridiculous in the best kind of way. And then we jump to Jim Hawkins, right?
Uh-huh.
Who's quote-unquote the main character of Treasure Island.
Yeah.
And in this movie, he's played by a human, right?
Yeah, that was actually part of what I was the most surprised about, and I probably shouldn't be. And for anybody else that's seen Muppet movies, they're not at all surprised by this. But I was anticipating that basically the entire show would be nothing but Muppets portraying the show. So it was interesting that I was like, oh no, there's real people in it. That would make sense.
Yeah.
And obviously, because like there's the Tina Fey version that just came out, right? And they had lots of people in those too,
right?
So it would obviously make sense that there's people.
From the very beginning, the first Muppet movie, they thought it was fun to mix the Muppets with real life.
Completely.
And they always
true.
Have cameos too from celebrities and things. It's kind of a Muppet movie staple.
I see.
And
Christmas Carol was the first movie basically that you can think of with them?
No, the Muppet movie was the first movie.
Oh, okay.
And it's incredible. We'll have to watch it. And then The Muppets Took Manhattan.
Oh, okay.
Wonderful. all Muppet movies, in my opinion. But in this one, Jim Hawkins, the main character, is played by a real person, but he's flanked by Rizzo and Gonzo.
Right.
Playing themselves.
Hilariously so.
Which, again, just adds to the ridiculousness.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, you know, Billy Bones. And then, just, I don't know if it was their characterization, because I don't remember in the book him being a Frenchman, but the blind man shows up.
Yeah.
To give Billy the black spot.
Uh-huh.
And it's the first time that I laugh out loud in the movie, because it's like, so ridiculous, this blind crocodile looking puppet staggering around.
Yeah.
And then he grabs hold of the Jim Hawkins, and Jim has long hair, and he's like, oh, a pretty little girl. Like, it's so stupid and funny. I just love it so much.
True. And the mom in that one, we get to see her for the first time, because we didn't see her in the last one, right?
Right. But she isn't the mom in this version. She's just the matron. Yeah, she's the lady that runs the...
Which makes you feel better that she's allowing her 9-year-old to go off to sea with pirates and stuff. And she handled it really well. I loved their version of... And really, for an 1884 storybook made Muppet style...
It's awesome, right?
Yeah, can you ask for anything more than that?
And the matron was played by Jennifer Saunders, which is a very famous British actress. She was in Absolutely Fabulous, Ab Fab, she was in. She's almost unrecognizable because they put her in these weird makeups and bodysuits and things. But yeah, celebrity cameo, right?
Great part. Loved it.
And then they finally get to the ship and they introduce Captain Smollett in this movie, who is played by Kermit the Frog.
And he comes out in that beautiful stagecoach.
Yeah.
Oh, folks, I am telling you, like, this is what I want out of self-driving cars. I want to make it look like I'm Kermit coming out of a stagecoach. It's basically my goal for life.
Well, I'll be sure to pass that along to all the people making self-driving cars.
If you're listening, Google.
Right. And then, on top of all this, Long John Silver is played by the amazing Tim Curry.
Oh, yeah.
Who is just as weird as the Muppets.
Completely.
He's just fun to watch.
Yeah.
And ridiculous. And we have all these players set, right? And in true Muppet fashion, there's all sorts of in-jokes and breaking of the fourth wall and
right.
all these things, you know.
It did remind me a lot of kind of like what we see in the new movie that just came, Deadpool, how Deadpool does it a lot now.
Mm-hmm.
But the Muppets seem to do it just right. So it was just funny enough. And, you know, Deadpool kind of goes too far with it.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong, I still love it.
But. Oh, yeah. Very rarely do the Muppets look directly into camera for too long.
Yeah.
But it definitely happens.
They're funny.
Or when Long John Silver's pet crab, was he a crab?
I think so.
Or a crustacean, lobster, something. Anyway, he has a lobster named Polly. Yeah, he has a lobster named Polly that acts instead of his parrot. And they pointed out, they go, I thought pirates had parrots. And the lobster's like, oh, what's next? A singing, dancing mouse with his own amusement park? You know. So good. And we set out on our adventure with these crazy people with a fun musical number, which I think that's what the first Treasure Island was missing, was all the fun musical numbers.
Right. Yeah.
That's oh, true. And I had to mention my favorite part, too, where... right as they're getting on the ship, Rizzo is shown on the side letting all the rats on like it's a cruise ship.
Oh my gosh, it was so funny.
And it's a running gag through the rest of the movie that like, these mice are not involved in any way with the story. They're just there on a cruise. And it's hilarious.
Yeah, you were right. I forgot how funny that part was. But you mentioned the musical part of it. Apparently, the people that were their songwriters for the show were the guys that wrote the Righteous Brothers' You Got a Loving Feeling song.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Apparently, it's those guys that did the music for this.
I didn't know that.
Can you imagine? The Righteous Brothers could have been in this the whole time.
The whole time? We really missed an opportunity there,
Completely
Muppets.
Completely right.
Character cameo miss. But I do have to say, I do feel like the relationship between Long John Silver and Jim Hawkins is built in a very believable way in
right.
this movie.
Yeah, they corrected so many things from the original Disney version of it that we watched.
Right. It was totally believable that Jim liked Long John Silver, and you could tell that Long John Silver, quote-unquote, likes Jim, but is ultimately just using Jim.
Right.
You know, because Tim Curry plays that smarmy, likable but totally hateable person really, really well.
Yeah.
So I feel like that relationship really worked in this version.
You agree? I would agree.
Yeah.
Completely. I was just nodding along. I was like, yeah.
This is a podcast. They can't see you nodding. And just as the crew is about to go crazy from being on the ship for too long, they find land. Thank goodness, right?
Yeah.
And then, just like in the original version, craziness ensues with kidnappings and boat stealing and so on and so forth.
Yeah. And again, it's like 45 years past when the original Disney did their version of it or something.
Uh-huh.
And so obviously they had a lot of time to make it better, but a lot of it made so much more sense than the Disney version of it.
True.
You know, the way that they were being held in Disney's version, they were like in the fort, in the house that they turned into a fort.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not sure this would really work properly. It doesn't seem to work out. And you're like, no, it would work.
Yeah.
But they removed it completely and rewrote the whole scene.
Yeah, they fixed that. And they also fixed who... I'm guessing just from Muppet Treasure Island that the crazy hermit guy, that the xylophone runner from the first one, I believe his name was Ben Gunn.
I think so, too.
Just because Miss Piggy makes a glorious entrance as Benjamina Gunn. As the ruler of a strange tribe of pig people that live on the island. And she steps out of her elephant that she has walked in on with her pet anteater, Lobert,
oh,
that accidentally pulls her down the stairs. And then she's screaming, "Stupid anteater, you ruined my entrance." I love Miss Piggy in this movie.
So funny.
Because as ridiculous as it's been up to this point, you know Miss Piggy's just taking it to the next level of just the sarcasm that comes from Miss Piggy is the best thing ever.
Completely. Yeah, she's hilarious. And is that when we get this Baham joke?
Yes, we get a character who introduces himself, a pig character named Spaham. Which is, you know, just stupid again, but so funny.
Yeah, apparently, is it Hormel that owns Spam or whatever? They sued over that. They said that it was copyright infringement and they had no right to use it. And the judge threw it out saying that you have to show that damage had occurred, and they couldn't prove that any damage had occurred. You know, you'd almost think that, like, that's something they'd be paying extra for to be part of the main story plot of a movie.
Right.
You know, but, yeah.
I think he also joked and said, "I feel like Spam should be grateful to be correlated with actual pig product as well."
Oh, the judge said that?
I think so.
Oh man.
That was a sassy judge, I think, if I read that correctly.
Get a sassy judge.
And in this movie, it turns out that, of course, Kermit had a relationship with Miss Piggy prior to finding her on this island.
Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Ex-girlfriend. Hmm. And she apparently also had a relationship with Long John Silver. Which is, again, just ridiculous.
Completely.
How
inappropriate.
They're looking for the treasure, and of course when they find the treasure, it's gone. Come to find out that Miss Piggy had, of course, plundered it.
Oh, right.
And so she had taken all of the treasure up to that point.
Yeah. Yeah, go figure.
She's
wearing it around her neck.
She's wearing it as jewelry. It's all stacked up in her... Yeah. And the funny thing is they end up dangling Kermit and Miss Piggy over a cliff, and they sing their romantic duet while the pirates find all the gold.
Right.
Which leads us towards our big finale, which we... You know, we kind of got with the original with the sword fighting.
Yeah.
But obviously there's a lot of things you can do with Muppets and quite a few years worth of camera tricks and such to make the fight a little bit more exciting in this movie.
Yeah, it was much better.
But lots of sword slinging and starfish throwing and...
And no Muppets were hurt during the filming of this movie.
Right. The one goat man that just gives up and he goes, I'm dead. And he, like, falls over. It's just... I can't say it enough that this is just a funny, funny movie that makes me laugh every time I watch it.
Yeah.
So, of course, the pirates are subdued. We get back on the ship heading back to England. And in the middle of the night, we hear Long John making his escape.
Yep.
And there's a real, an honest dramatic scene where Jim decides to let him go.
Yeah.
Which, again, works a little bit more in this movie. But then Mr. Arrow, who doesn't actually die in this version, shows up and says, "One of our lifeboats is missing, and I know for a fact it was terribly unsafe." Cut to Long John Silver in a sinking boat full of all the gold and jewels, having to swim back towards the island where he's going to be marooned, you know.
Right.
Such a good time.
Yeah.
Such a good time. And then they give you a little coda at the end of the movie where the rats, who are still on vacation, drop a rope and bring up the treasure from the bottom of the ocean.
You gotta know they found that treasure.
Oh, it's so good. So they're
the
real
pirates the whole time.
Oh my gosh.
See?
M. Night Shyamalan twisting.
You didn't see that coming. The critics didn't quite agree with us quite the same way. Siskel and Ebert gave it like 2 and 2.5 stars out of 4.
What?
And they said it was... on the verge of ridiculousness.
Of course it is. It's the Muppets.
That's true. But Rotten Tomatoes gave it 73% and IMDb is 7 out of 10. So those agree with us.
I think...
it's not a sophisticated movie.
Oh, it's definitely not. And if you want a good representation of what Treasure Island is about, it's really not the place to go.
Completely.
I mean, there is no bear with a mysterious invisible man who lives inside his index finger.
Oh,
in
right.
Treasure Island.
What was that all about?
I have no idea. But like I said, it's an absolutely stupid choice, but it's so funny. Like, again, it's a running gag that you just, towards the end of it, you just accept the fact that he has a man living in his finger.
And I was intrigued by the fact that it apparently cost like $31 million to make and made $34 million at the box office.
Oh, good for them.
I guess. Is that what we consider a win back in the 90s?
I mean, they got their money back and then some.
Yeah. And then it was released on DVD and everything else as well.
Yeah. You know. I think it's 100% worth a view. If your kids haven't seen it, it's definitely worth watching.
Yeah, we were laughing hysterically all over the place.
Yeah, and if your kids like adventure movies or pirate movies or just the Muppets, it's a fun way to keep their attention, and it's a really, honestly, it's a very clean movie. There's no off-color humor or anything like that I can think of.
Miss Piggy was the dirtiest part of the whole movie, so...
Yeah, she did kiss random pirates, didn't she? Right,
other than that.
Yeah.
If you're okay with that, you're okay with
If you're all right with Muppet pigs kissing people, you should be fine. So, on a grading scale, what would you give Muppet Treasure Island?
I'd give it a 7 out of 10 or even better. I loved it.
Yeah? Sure. I give it an A.
Yeah, an A. I'd give it
an
A.
It's an A movie for me. So, we found it. You can rent it really easily online.
Right.
I wonder if you can find it on Blu-ray or anything now. They might have like a compilation.
Potentially, but do you think it's going to be part of Disney Plus when that comes out and stuff? Because it released on... They did have the Disney moniker at the beginning.
That's very true. So it's possible that if you get Disney Plus, you can also watch it there when it comes out.
This whole thing is going to be so much easier to do when we get Disney Plus.
Right.
Wait till November.
Hurry up, Disney. We want to give you more money.
We're going to do nothing but movie podcasts at that point.
There you go. But it's like I always say, dead men tell no tales.
Follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger point to the exit.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, rate, review us on your favorite podcast app. And if you didn't, help us do better by buying a patch at DisneyPatch.com.
Always be proud of what makes you unique. And we'll see you next time on the Obscure Disney Podcast.